Nashville made a statement Thursday night. The city wants Megan Berry as its mayor. Her 10-point margin of victory approaches landslide territory. Here's what motivated voters. Gender was hardly discussed in the campaign, but Vicki Williams of Madison says it was her top issue.
I kind of like to vote the estrogen ticket when I can.
Having the city's first woman mayor pushed many people into the Berry column, even men. Paul Smith is from Antioch.
I think a woman could shake things up and really get things going. You know, I just think it's good for Nashville.
And Ken Lauer, also of Southeast Davidson County, says he feels like Berry will defend the city from being trumped from time to time by the Republican-led legislature.
You know, I think she would be more willing to take on the state as it concerns gun laws.
The fact that working people are finding it increasingly difficult to afford living in Nashville was a central theme of the race. Ann Walker King, a criminal defense investigator from the Richland West End neighborhood, says Berry gets it.
She was concerned about affordable housing before others were talking about it, before it was a kind of the end thing to be talking about, and I appreciated that.
And for Mother Tori Black, who lives in the Casey Housing Projects of East Nashville, she says it came down to a single pocketbook issue.
I was told that she's going up on the minimum wages for the jobs, and I need that.
For emphasis, Black repeats herself, "I need that." For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.